Segment 4, welcome. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio, November 19th, 2021. Welcome our audience and welcome Nancy.
Hi.
So, Nancy, we haven't heard from you for, some time?
A couple months.
Couple months?
Yep.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. That depression that you had way back when?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's not there.
Yeah, it's not there.
Yeah.
And a lot of negative thoughts. Where are your negative thoughts?
Very, very little, if ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, recently you went to the hospital.
Yes.
And tell me, why did you go to the hospital?
I had severe abdominal pain
in
upper right, and even to drink water was painful and bloating.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. And we recently did a heal on that.
Yes.
And?
Good. Yes. I ate actually an egg today, and I'm not in pain.
Yeah, and we just did the healing this morning.
Right.
Right. And so that's how fast the healings work.
Yeah.
And so I don't need you to worry about that, because the monkey that was on your back is off. Again, what I've been saying to our audience in the prior segments, you know, there's a soul, there's a demon, there's a bad demon, there's a good demon, and then there's a spirit. And that's what we got rid of.
Yeah.
And it's not on you. Okay. And as long as that thing's not on you, you're not going to have those symptoms anymore, okay? And so you know that it's not coming back.
Yeah, for sure.
The same with your depression. We were able to get rid of that monster on your back, giving you that depression. It was deep. It was awful. Okay?
It was very dark, yeah.
Yeah, and it got even worse after you had your first shot of the COVID vaccine.
Yes. My stomach pain started to be worse then, too.
That's right, because the vaccine accelerated that disease with the entity on you.
Right.
When I say that you're double vaccinated, which you are.
I am.
And I'm double vaccinated. I'm not implying to our listenership that because they're not double vaccinated, they're doing something wrong. If I had a choice, personally, not to get vaccinated, I would. But the father said, go and get vaccinated. Why? Because I had to find out the truth about my discernment, that I discerned that if someone takes a vaccine, it's going to accelerate a disease if they are predisposed to a certain disease.
Yeah.
And what I've also realized, that what's really interesting, is the actual primary disease connected to a specific disease is herpes virus. So if there's herpes, and almost every adult has some form of herpes, and that herpes can trigger a specific disease. And it's really, really amazing how I went through that whole experience and lifted everything off me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would be in big trouble. And you would have been in big trouble with other disease states we got rid of for you.
Yeah, I felt it. And yeah. I was worried.
Not only did you felt it, you have a strong intuition.
I do.
Right? I love people who come to see me with a strong intuition, because I have to work harder.
Yeah.
Not really. I'm working hard, I would say, hey, is what I just said true? That I'm sweating for the answer. Is it no or is it yes? But have you been able to prove anything that I've said to you over the years wrong?
No, I really haven't.
And you're pretty good with the pendulum.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many years have we known each other?
Over 10.
Yeah, there you go. Because if I wasn't for real, you would have said bye-bye. Your pendulum, because the father comes through you through that energy, through the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I say something to you, I would say, check it out. Or rather, I would say, after you check it out.
Yeah.
It's not why we do the healing. And you verify, you go, wow.
Yeah.
You go, wow. So if you were to check, there's a billion angels working with me, you would verify that to be true.
Yeah.
And believe you me, it's nice to have that army. It's nice when I need that army on this planet, because they come out and they do something. So, your work. Something about your work. Because you weren't happy with your work.
No.
You're working for the government.
Yes.
Okay. And you had a rough time.
Yes.
I think it was 3 months ago. I can't remember. But you could hardly focus at work.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a challenge.
Yeah,
for sure.
They were giving you a very hard time.
Yeah.
They were giving you a hard time to get the vaccine. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went and got the vaccine, went through the healings. You did not lose your job.
No.
Okay. That's the whole thing that I'm trying to say that I did not say to people who are unvaccinated. You have to go with your own intuition. Like, if you strongly feel that you should not take the vaccine, you should not take that vaccine because it means it's probably going to trigger something. The software program in the Matrix is going to be changed to the point where no one can force anyone to take the vaccine. And so let me just discern here. Okay, so I'm being told that tomorrow, the software program in the Matrix on this whole entire planet, no one can force anyone to take the vaccine. So that's going to be changed. We're making a lot of changes very quickly because the dark doesn't want anyone to listen over the fact that diseases are being accelerated as a result of people taking the vaccine. That can ask the father is that the dark's programmed the software program. If someone takes the vaccine, their disease is accelerated. I believe that's the dark side program. I believe that that can be undone. And let me just check. Hang on. He says he can't undo that because people have to go through karma. Darn. You know, if I could do this and undo it, I would in a heartbeat. I'm not afraid to do it. There's no fear. I have fear of nobody. I know that if something happens to me, I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And I also know what I'm doing when I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
So I know. So this is really, really, really interesting. So what I want to do is I want to see. Because, I mean, your head is light. There's no depression. There's no despair, right?
No.
Yeah, there's none of that. And your anxiety is just down to zero.
Yeah.
Right?
And I can sit here and just have a conversation.
You can have a conversation. Because I don't remember. What do I remember? I live in the moment. There was some time that you had massive anxiety.
Huge. Yeah.
And when you had the massive anxiety, how did you comfort yourself?
Drink wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Niagara Falls wine or?
Anything that would quiet the just overwhelming despair.
Yeah.
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 And wasn't drinking a whole bottle, but it was every day.
Every day you would need that.
Yeah.
And how often do you drink your wine now?
I am not drinking. I have actually quit.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I might have one with dinner or something, but I've quit having it every day and
good for you.
Picking it up just to quiet those thoughts of anxiety.
Yeah, you know, I love wine maybe once in a while, and my system cannot handle the alcohol. It's simply not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just drink one glass of wine, I'm no good for at least 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I just stay away from it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm not working that day, which is very rare. I work every day.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that your life has been spared.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also something else that we were able to take off you. Hang on. Let me see here. The suicide thing.
Yeah.
We got rid of it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. To me, it's amazing that you were a year ago.
For a big part of my life.
Yeah. To where you are now.
Yeah.
To me, the improvement is people would say, no, it's not possible.
People I work with, I think, wonder, what is that? Is she medicated? But I'm not medicated.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they would think.
Yeah.
And
they haven't come out and asked me, but I know that's what they're thinking.
Yeah. And you're a nurse working for the government.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, they still wouldn't believe you.
No.
Because they're programmed not to believe you.
Yeah.
And they're particularly programmed not to believe me, the general population.
Yeah.
And as a result of that program, I discern so many people suffer. And they go through this despair, depression, anxiety.
It's a very heavy,
like suicide,
dark feeling.
Yeah.
Like a cloak. You just want it off.
Yeah. Let me just, he's talking to me right now. Hang on. In life, when you pass on, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered about knowing the truth.
Yeah.
Knowing the truth and helping anyone that will want to listen.
Yeah.
And be able to listen to the truth.
Yeah. But you as a person, how do you want to be remembered by all?
I want to be remembered as someone who cared about people.
Which you do, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And someone that didn't cause harm.
Right.
And no regrets. Like, just do my best. That's it. Wake up every day and do my best. Love those around me.
Yes.
And firm believer, treat those like you want to be treated. Love all beings. I do. I love animals. I love people. You know, and that's what I want to be remembered as.
And it's because of that attitude, your belief that you have. That's why you've been helped.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to make people believe that anybody can come and see me and be healed. You've been on a journey, a long journey. And because of your commitment to yourself, not to me, to yourself, God has shown mercy to you. People who come and see me, I want them to be remembered as people who had a struggle in life, and they took that struggle, and they confronted the struggle, and they followed the path of truth, and they were not afraid to jump into the water. As a result of jumping into the water, they were saved. Because God was your life jacket.
Yep.
That's it. Okay, we'll be right back. But Arizona sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me, babe, I want to catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. Found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up but I can't find the words, every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the band won't play, this way. Lovers in the night, though it's trying to ride, we don't know how to rhyme, but damn, we try. But all I really know, you're where I wanna go. The part of me that you will never. Beautiful, beautiful song. Always Remember Us This Way, Lady Gaga. A very moving song, particularly with the topic that we're talking about with Nancy.
Yes.
I want to ask you this question. And tell me the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. There's a bug there. Okay. Let's get rid of the bug. just having fun. Here is a serious question. And I need you to think deep. And I don't know why I'm asking this question.
Okay.
But we're going somewhere with it. Why do you think you came into this world with your parents? Parents, why did you come into this world with your parents?
I think I came in with the parents I had to dig deep. And when I was younger, I hate to use this word, but I felt hate towards my father because he made me feel unloved.
Yes.
But I always tried to find within myself a reason. Like, I was reasoning with why.
Yes.
And I think I came into this life with these parents because I definitely had to gain patience.
Yeah.
And trust. I wanted to find a reason why my dad hated me, but I couldn't. And I didn't blame God. And I never felt that
yes.
it was for any reason God put me here to suffer.
Yes.
So...
Let me help you.
Yeah. That question comes to mind weekly. Why was I given those parents? And I think that, you know, talking about wanting to come into a life where my parents, where there was no dysfunction, and I felt loved.
Yeah. See, where we are, this planet Earth is basically karma, where karma is paid.
Yeah.
And we all don't come from the same planet. We come from 10 different planets. So this is like a melting pot. And this is why we have so many different issues with different religions triggering different wars. It's basically a melting pot. But there are other planets that are predominantly one race, which is kind of nice. It's nice from not being prejudiced. It's nice that, genetically speaking, almost everyone has the same beliefs.
Right.
But even though they have the same beliefs, it doesn't mean they're the right ones.
Right.
If you kind of understand, but at least it's closer. Where if you have a Muslim, you have a Jewish person, and you have a Catholic, they have different beliefs that, in a lot of cases, potentially can bring them into conflict. And that's the problem with this melting pot planet. So why would you choose your parents? Okay? And really, did you choose your parents? Like, I mean, is that a lot of BS? Or did your parents choose you, you know? Because it can't be God, because the father tells me, and I'm struggling with this, and I don't understand this, he says he doesn't have revenge towards anyone, okay? But yet, revenge is mine, thus says the Lord. And I'm struggling with that statement. But I ask God, do you have revenge? And he says, no, is this you, Father, authentic God, creator? He goes, yes, yes, okay? And so that's the struggle that I have. And so with your father, let's just go with this. It's almost like your father abused you, marriage breakup, he and your mother broke up.
Several times.
No, but another incarnation.
Okay.
So this may happen in this incarnation. Because your mother found out about the sexual abuse, and you said something about it. And so in this incarnation, you're saying, why did he hate you? Why did he hate you? That's the question.
Yeah.
Okay. It was because his physical body still has the memory of the other soul memory of another incarnation of him abusing you.
Yeah.
Having the anger, having all this stuff. And so in this incarnation, every time he saw you, he felt guilty.
Yeah.
He got reminded of what he did to you in another incarnation.
Yeah, I never saw him smile at me.
And that's why he hated you.
Yeah.
He blamed you.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let me just try to understand this. In that other incarnation, was it 100% free will, or were you somewhere else where, like the Matrix, where it could be programmed for him to even abuse you? Because I believe the dark does program individuals to abuse others. I mean,
right.
They are so, so evil, these individuals. Let me just see her. Well, he had 100% free will. So he did this on his own. But what it tells me is that even in the 100% free will, religion had such an influence to basically block the truth about what happens to us when we die. Made us feel that that was the only life.
Right.
And that where we're going, we're either going to go to hell or we're going to go to heaven. And that was it.
Yeah.
And maybe they accepted purgatory, whatever. Whatever the case, it doesn't matter. But what does matter is that when you know this, that he did this himself. What I want to ask the question, what's really important, because we have to make sure this doesn't happen again. And I have to ask the question, like, when you die, where are you going? Okay? And if I can change the software program because I already helped you get your mother out of hell. She was not supposed to go there. We got your mom out of hell. She is out of hell. Okay? You're feeling that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to make sure that you don't come in with him because he was not a very nice person.
Nor was my brother. I have a brother that abused me.
Yeah. Okay, so there's an issue in another incarnation.
Yeah.
Okay, so hang on. So when you die, we're going to fix it, okay? So you can relax.
Okay.
Okay, when you die, you go on to hell, okay? But that's not going to happen. I'm going to go to the Father right now, and we're going to get you reprogrammed right now so you're not going to hell. You're going to hell for someone else. And he says, I don't need to talk to you about this other than we're just going to do it.
Okay.
So just give me 1 second, because you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go there. Hang on. Okay, so the software program will be changed in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, and so you're not going to hell. Okay? So that's the power of my gift. And so, remember, I have a billion angels working with me too.
Right.
And I'm very close to the spiritual council, I'm close to the Christ, to God, everyone there. And we're not taking nonsense from anybody. We're here to help people, and people who commit their own debts, spiritual debts, they have to pay the debts. But at the same time, some of these people have committed spiritual debts where they were forced from the spirit realm, and it wasn't their fault. And so we have a special way to handle these cases, and we treat them, we're gentle, and we're kind with these people. And unfortunately, that's what the dark did. And a lot of people go to hell for someone else.
Yeah.
And so you were going to go to hell for someone else. And so, I mean, it's terrible. Hang on. We're done for this segment. So we're going to do something really strange. I don't know what we're going to do. The fifth segment, the next segment, we're going to bring everybody into the studio. And there's 4 women to come in. But if there was 3, I would call myself Charlie. And I would say I have Charlie's Angels. But I have 4, so I can't call myself Charlie. So we are going to go to break and just click on to the 5th segment and join us. It's going to be interesting. I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'm sure it's going to be something special. My name is Brian, and thank you for listening to us. And also those who support us, thank you. And those of you who had the enzymes, help us out. They're going to help you. And I know that I had an incredible heartburn. It wasn't even heartburn. It was just a lot of pain early in the morning. I took, in that case, 5 capsules. If I did not take those capsules, I would be in pain for at least 3 hours. But it was massive pain. So, folks, buy them. Buy them for your loved one. A Christmas present. Get them. Then you can get 12 of them, and you can actually create a spice rack out of the bottles. And you can go to IKEA. You can buy the actual spice rack. Then every time you buy a bottle, take the wrapper off after you've used everything and start with your first spice. It's beautiful. And you know when it shows on the wall in your kitchen? It's a beautiful, beautiful spice rack. Because no one else can get that so easy. And so I'm asking you to support us. Just like I support you every day when I make major, major changes that will change your life. I'm asking many people to give back. Please give back. Thank you.